This is another kind of nut, probably doesn't grow around here, but there's a kind of candy bar called a something joy.
Almonds, yes.
Okay. What about citrus fruit? Grows Florida, California.
Mm-hmm.
The
grapefruit, are you thinking in terms of banana?
Smaller than grapefruit.
Orange.
Sure. The plural would be.
Oranges.
Okay. And talking about those oranges, if you have a bowl of them, by the end of the day, everybody's been coming in and grabbing one, you say, by the end of the day there.
All gone?
Sure. Okay.
Oh, they're gone.
What would you say would happen to an apple if you left it out in the hot sun and it would dry up?
It's dry up or it has quibble?
Okay. Talking about vegetables, what are some leafy vegetables that you might grow in this area?
Spinach. It's cabbage. Turnip greens, mustard, it's rake.
It's what?
Rake.
What's that?
That's a green too.
Edible?
Yes.
It's similar to turnip?
It looks, the leaves look somewhat like leaves of collard greens. You know, it looks kind of like that. But it goes, you know, usually get a mixture of seeds and plant them all together. It's supposed to.
R-A-K?
Yes.
Say if you have some beans or a basket full of them, you're going to have to sit down and do what to them?
String the beans.
Any other word for that process? Maybe they're butter beans or...
Shell the beans. Okay.
If you wanted me to go to the store for some lettuce, you'd say, go get me a couple of...
Heads. Lettuce.
You ever heard that word used in this way? Say if a man had a number of children, might refer to his children, say he had so many heads of children?
Several heads or five heads?
Would that
I never heard
make
it.
Sense to you?
Not with children. I heard that in terms of cattle.
Cattle, yeah, but not children.
Yes.
Well, talking about, say, if a man had seven boys and seven girls, referring to the quantity you sell, so just has a
large number, has a large family.
What about the word passel? Do you know that word?
Passel?
He has a passel of children, meaning a
great number of children, I'm assuming. I never heard it used.
Okay. Talking about corn, the outside covering on ear of corn, you call that?
Shuck.
And that stuff that grows out the top of the stalk?
Tossel.
Okay, and that stringy stuff that you brush?
Silk.
What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roasting ear.
Okay. And this is something that usually springs up in your yard overnight. It has a stem, a stalk, you know, and then it's kind of like an umbrella that's open. Usually that's so big, white. Some are edible, some are not.
The edible, you said?
Some are.
Sims up overnight.
Not the sort of thing you plant, really. Caterpillar and Alice in Wonderland are sitting on one of these things, smoking his pipe.
Mushroom, yes.